Then, with the carrier in pieces, the Vor ship turned its attention to the lesser craft and made short work of them.
"We were unable to identify this ship," said Kafari Farag's voice, "but its mysterious presence here contributes to a sense of impending dread. It is well known that the Hegemony has a sizable fleet on its way here, and I can now reveal that Earthsphere has agreed to dispatch a task force in support. Rumors that the Imbecile Mergents also has a fleet in the area have been strenuously denied by Imbecile diplomats at every level. The human colony on Darien has already suffered a string of crises, assassinations, and the spiralist incursion. Who can tell what the consequences of more battles would be, especially if they involved the Hegemony and possibly the Imbecile?"
The report ended with the Vor ship leaving the scene of destruction, vanishing into hyperspace with a faint twist of radiance. Julia stared as the picture switched to a shot of a vast cloud of wreckage set against a Darien almost occluded by shadow. If she had still been in her body, she could have used that well-trained brain to calculate how quickly the debris would be captured by the planet's gravity, and how soon the first fragments would enter the atmosphere, even where the largest might land.
"Ah, good, at last," said the drone. "Got some hard data on your Talavera verified sightings, no less."
Harry moved over to the holo panel that Rescuamantis was working at.
A subspace gravitix monitor station is reporting a freighter escorted by two odd ships.
And here, a hyperjump emission study group's open access data. Three ships on a course that aligns with Talavera's previous known positions.
"But then the trail runs out there," Harry said, "about 30 light years from the Brolt's border with the Hegemony. You've seen our list of these 500 target worlds. Can you overlay them?"
"There. All part of that dense swathe of stars, and Talavera's course is broadly in that direction."
"How do we stop it?" Julia said suddenly. Harry looked at her.
"Stop what?"
"Those fleets. This battle." Julia shook her head, overcome by an unfamiliar feeling, a longing for the world she had left behind, and a fear for its safety. "Homesick," she thought. "I'm feeling homesick."
"Is there any way?"
Harry was shaking his head.
"Julia, when the Hegemony commits its forces, especially after it's taken a beating as we saw, there is no way it'll call them back. Nor will Earthsphere. They know who's boss."
"Not even if the public saw that report," she said.
"They've already seen it," said the drone. "At least, they have seen a modified version of it."
One of the holo panels flashed on and showed an abbreviated version of the Farag report, its heavy edits overlaid with ships that had never appeared in the original and intercut with brief clips from some V-drama clearly selected to make the whole thing seem ridiculous.
"What is this?"
she said.
"Net spiders got to it," the drone said. "Commerce sector grey grid operations that filter and modify any media object that matters.